Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, hello there. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this is The Big Interview. After his heroic performances against Orlando Pirates in the MTN 8 quarterfinals over the weekend, we had the opportunity to catch up with Ronwen Williams from SuperSport United, the goalkeeper who saved two penalties in that game, one in extra time and one during the shootout. We speak about that. We speak about the actual semi-final that they will have to play against Kaizer Chiefs, and also Bafana Bafana, what are his expectations as the squad is going to be announced for the qualifiers. Enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Joining me now on the line, he's a goalkeeper extraordinaire, at least in his recent match, with two penalty saves, one in extra time and one in the penalty shootout, which saw Orlando Pirates crashing out of the MTN 8 quarterfinal against SuperSport United. Ronwen Williams, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks for having me. All good. Obviously happy with our recent results. So, lot to look forward to.
And how is your social media, particularly from the Orlando Pirates fans?
I don't check those things. When I'm in season, I don't use my Twitter that much. So Instagram, I don't get any speak or anything. So yeah, I don't check those things because, you know, it can play a huge effect on my mind. So yeah, I'd rather not see it.
Yeah, that's excellent. Actually, I didn't really know that there are people with that kind of mindset, but that's excellent. Let's talk about the game against Orlando Pirates, the MTN 8 quarterfinal. I'm interested in the psychology of you going into the penalty shootouts, knowing that you have to help your team progress to the next round. What goes on in the mind of a young person going through such a routine?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I take a lot of pride in. Since academy days, I've been very good at, almost as I say, fortunate, at saving so many penalties. Yeah, I mean, it's just for me to give back to the players for 120 minutes of hard work, non-stop running, the belief that they showed. I mean, Pirates were all over us, dominating the game, so obviously it's just for me to go out there and do my best, and play my part, as a team, for 120 minutes to work as hard as they did. I'm proud of them, and, that is me giving back to them.
Now, It's different strokes for different folks. Some goalkeepers prefer going into the game with notes about penalty takers. The others, like Munib Josephs, I'm sure you would know this, that he believes in intimidation. He will say a few things that will possibly get into the head of the opposition. What's your style? How much of the video do you watch of the opposition players? And when you're there, within a few yards of them, breathing next to them, do you say anything?
Yeah, I obviously do my research. I watch a lot of the games because it obviously helps me. So, yeah. But, on the weekend, if some players, I will ask, Tuso Pala, he's been long in the game. In the MTN 8 last season when we played Cape Town City, I spoke to Aubrey Mutiba, who played for them before. So, it's also, getting some info from the players because they know some of these players better. And, yeah, it was actually difficult this time around because the ref told me that I can't speak. I can't chirp or anything because he says that he sent. And, keepers, have known, try and get in the player's mind. So, it was actually weird.
It is. Can we explore that a little bit? This is the first time I'm hearing it. He says that is a version of dissent. Since when?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I was surprised as well. It was the first kick in the match when I went up to him. He said, "Ronan, keeper, can you please go back?" So I was like, "Yeah, I'm not saying anything. I'm just turning to you." He said, "No, it's not allowed." And in the penalty shootout as well, he just kept telling, go back to your position, to keep the players coming, and I found it quite weird because, I've been in, I think, between 9 to 10 penalty shootouts, and that's never happened, so yeah, it was actually weird, but I'll take it.
And you came out of the whole experience victorious, so it doesn't mean anything because you won finally. And then the most important moment of that game, of course, for anyone who wasn't watching the match or doesn't know what happened, is that the scoreline was 2-2 in the game, and the game went to extra time. Thamsanqa Kabuza was fouled within 8 minutes left of extra time, and you had to face Mulenga, Augustin Mulenga. Now, this is another element. The score is 2-2. You only have a few minutes. You won't be able to equalize. You don't have enough time. Now you have the responsibility of saving. Let's talk about that moment.
Yeah, I mean, that is it was a huge moment. You know, I mean, like I said before, you know, the guys were working so hard. You know, we had Young Jones playing his first game as a right back. You know, Fakhri Lekay helping him out. You know, guys cramping. So, you know, when that situation came up, you know, that's when I needed to stand up, you know, and like I said, give back to my players. I mean, they were working so hard. You know, Pirates had were dominating the game, but they weren't hurting us. You know, they weren't causing a lot of up until that moment. So, you know, I just stayed focused, you know, and I done what I'm known to be good at, you know. So I'm happy and I'm proud of myself that I could pull it off, you know, because like I said, the guys, you know, put in immense work. You know, we had that never say die attitude. And I mean, this is what we lacked last season. You know, that never say die attitude that we had all these previous seasons. And slowly but surely, you know, that is coming back. And I mean, that's what we saw this weekend.
All right. But I'm going to dwell a little bit more on this moment. And I'm going to use an example. I've been in quite a few situations where I've had internal prayers, you know. Gun pointed, and you like you're praying internally. Someone is pointing a gun. Your life depends on them. Whatever they do, there's nothing you can do on your side to help your situation. What's the internal voice of Ronwen Williams in that moment? Because I'm sure now you're underplaying or you're downplaying the importance of that moment in the context of this game. What happened to you, to yourself? What did you say to yourself? How does your mind process the whole situation in that moment?
Yeah, you know, I just try and stay as stupid as possible. You know, try and, situations, trying to see where the kicker looks, you know, his body positioning. You know, I try and get something from the guys, but there's something that I always do, like my late brother, you know, he passed away in 2010, so I'd always speak to him, I'd always be like, guide me where I must go, guide me which side I must go, and you always see most of the time, before the kick, I'm speaking to myself, you'll see my lips moving, and that's me speaking to him, you know, just asking him, you know, just take over and just guide me and which side I must go. Most of the time it works. You know, so I'll continue doing that.
All right. I really, really appreciate that. I mean, that's insightful. And even for kids that are listening, that they learn a few things about these kind of pressure scenarios that you guys as professional footballers are under. All right. Still talking about the MTN 8, though, you have Kaizer Chiefs. It doesn't get any easier. You have Kaizer Chiefs. Your reflection on that draw when you saw the name SuperSport United versus Kaizer Chiefs. What is your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, it doesn't any of the teams that was in the draw, you know, was tough. You know, so whoever we chose was going to be difficult anyway. So, we're happy, you know, we won't complain. I mean, we've had a good record against Chiefs in the past year or two. We haven't lost to them in a very long time. So, you know, that is motivation for us. So, hopefully that can continue.
And how have you? What has been your impression of them? Because I can't say they've done well. They've had a draw in the first game. They lost massively in the second game against Bidvest Wits, and then they won massively against Free State Stars. So, how would you sum up them? Because I'm sure you would have seen them so far in this season.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, they're one of the top teams, you know. So they even had a good start. So they obviously. You know, they rectifying their mistakes, and you could see in the last game. But, you know, we don't focus too much on other teams, you know. We rather focus on ourselves and what we could have. You know, that's the strength that we as a team and as a technical team, you know, we don't try and focus too much on the other team because then we'll, you know, forget about ourselves. Yeah, but obviously we know what football we're playing now. We've got new players as well. I mean, Tama Bayet has been, you know, amazing for him. You know, he's a good, wonderful addition. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough game. And hopefully, you know, we can go all the way.
All right, last one on the MTN 8. Do you back yourselves to defend it for one more season?
Definitely. I mean, that's why, you know, the club has fight terms of the Ajax saga, you know, because, you know, that is one of the goals, the people things with the team, you know, they want to be seen what's ours. So, yeah, we believe we can do it.
What's been your impression of Coach Caetano Tembo? He's been now named as the official head coach after being a caretaker for so long. Has there been any changes in his approach with you in training, with his tactics? What do you make of him so far now?
Well, I mean, he deserves it. I mean, he's been here, you know, for almost 20 years at this club, you know, and he's, you know, he does, you know, he works very hard. You know, he loves this club. You know, he's very passionate. I mean, he hasn't changed it, but, you know, everything is still the same. I mean, with all the wonderful coaches he worked with as well, you know, he learned a lot. You know, he wasn't, you know, blindfolded. You know, he learned so much from Coach Stuart Baxter as well. So, so far so good, you know, and we're proud and happy for him. And, yeah, hopefully we can start, you know, his journey off well with the NTA.
The fixtures coming in thick and fast. It would have been Orlando Pirates. Next one is Bid vs Verts for you, and then afterwards it will be Chiefs. So it's going to be very difficult. Let's talk about the Bid vs Verts one. Bid vs Verts have won their back-to-back matches in the league. What do you make of them?
Yeah, I mean, they made a lot of additions to the team. I mean, they scored, I think, 6 goals in 2 games. So, you know, they're the form team at the moment. You know, but obviously they beat us twice last season, you know, and we would obviously like to rectify that. But they're looking good, they're looking solid. But, you know, we got to believe in ourselves, believe that we can beat them.
Mm-hmm. And what we can infer as the fans of the Premier Soccer League, when a lot of things are happening, sometimes we make our own assumptions of what they mean. But with this opportunity speaking to you now, your main competition for the starting path at SuperSport United, Riyad Peterson, has now left for Sundowns. Are you finding life easier now? Does that mean that you are guaranteed a starting berth and that you will be the main person for SuperSport United?
You know, ever since, you know, I started playing football, you know, I always compete with myself. I don't compete with anyone, you know, so I always set goals for myself, you know, and targets to reach. You know, I don't compete with anyone. I just obviously compete with myself. I set targets, and, you know, like last season, I was injured, you know, things was going well for me, but then I got injured, you know, so that is one target. I always target to play as much games as possible and concede less than 20 goals. So for the past 2 seasons, that hasn't been possible, and I'm working harder this season, you know, to make that possible this season. So, yeah, I mean, all the keeper that we have at the club, you know, is quality, is of the high standard. You know, so, but like I said, you know, I compete with myself, and, you know, I'm very hard on myself, and, you know, I'm willing to improve each and every season.
Mm. You had one of the worst possible starts for the national team as we conclude the conversation. You obviously know which game you started, and you obviously know what happened in that game. We won't dwell on that. The national team squad will be announced in less than 20 days' time. Do you expect to see your name there?
Well, obviously, it's early days. You know, but, you know, I would always, you know, love to be part of the national team. I know things haven't been going well for me with the national team, but, you know, I'm still young. I still believe that I've got a lot to give the national team. So, yeah, hopefully my name can be there, and hopefully, you know, I can kickstart my international career.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and speaking to us on Sokoladoma Radio. I really, really appreciate your insight and your thoughts as well.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Sokoladoma Radio. Sokoladoma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. As always, we thank you very much for your participation in listening to the podcasts. There's lots of episodes we are now dropping on almost a daily basis. You can check them out on the Sokoladoma website and on the SL Radio tab. You will see an episode that you like. You can click and you listen to the episode. You can catch us next time. For now, it is goodbye from me.
Sokoladoma Radio. Sokoladoma Radio.